Right there where we was sitting in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, you.
It's on that stand.
Pause. Okay, you were just telling me about New Year's Day and you had special food. Let me. Could you tell me about that? You were just telling me that was special.
It was black-eyed peas.
Uh-huh.
Collard green.
Oh, you had that up here too.
Potatoes.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. How about watch night? Did you have watch night services here?
We had, but we didn't go.
You didn't have. Oh, how about emancipation celebration? Did you have emancipation celebration here? Do you remember emancipation?
No.
How about 4th of July?
That's right, no.
You know, nothing special. What did you do for the summer months? Did you have fun, any kind of particular fun during the special things you did during the summer months?
Just like we're doing now.
And what's that?
Nothing.
No. Well, how about lakes? Y'all had lakes to go to? Did you have fish fries or anything?
No lakes.
How about fish fries? Did you have like fish fries and stuff like that? No? Okay, well, I something I did skip, and I'm glad Dr. Mrs. Reed reminded me, is that, how about the flu? Do you remember the flu being in this area?
Oh, yes, back in the, I believe it was World War I.
World War I? What, tell me about the flu, because I've just heard about it. I don't know much about it.
I don't either. It's about the flu.
Do you remember people dying from the flu during that time?
I didn't know anybody died.
You didn't know anybody that died? Okay, tell me about some of the hard times, the depression, and Ms. Reeve was saying something about your sister being, she drowned?
She was on her way to, she carried Daddy to work. And on her way coming back, the bridge went in, and she was drowned.
Right. Did many people get killed? Was killed during that time?
No.
And she was the only one on the bridge?
Only one in the car.
Uh-huh. And you said the bridge went down, meaning that the car went through the rail, or?
I don't know. I never heard. I haven't talked about it. I haven't asked any questions about it.
The bridge washed out. Washed away, and she was the first one to go across.
Oh,
no.
Oh, well, was it a storm or something? Mm-hmm.
A storm.
Oh,
no.
Just one second. Do you remember any tornadoes coming through here?
Well, not that I know of. We have had a lot of storms, but no tornadoes.
No tornadoes. Okay, tell me, did your parents ever talk about their particular hard times? How about depression? How was it during depression? Do you remember anything particular about depression? No. Let's see. In the 30s, what did you do during the 30s?
Work.
You worked. So you didn't really feel any results of the depression?
In the 30s, let me get this.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me just stop you. One thing I was wondering is, how about your mother? Did she have any special possessions, anything that she really loved when you were growing up? Things that she really cherished? What did she?
Loved us, kept us right under her.
Well, you're fortunate that you're able to stay home. Your mother was, very few people during that time was able to stay home and.
Well, that's all she did was washed and ironed and took care of us. That was it. I didn't know do anything.
Well, did your father have any special possessions or?
Well, he worked.
I mean, was anything like a favorite?
Well, he was an art dealer and a mason.
Oh, he was.
Eastern Star. And that was his.
He was Eastern Star?
Mm-hmm.
Mason. Okay. This one, let me. Just one second. You know, I am so afraid of something. I have an idea that this table is not going around. Well, let me cut this off. Well, I was asking about your father, whether he had a special possession, that things that you have. Do you have anything that your parents had that was really a pride to them and you saved and kept? Like quilts or? I know you showed me the photographs.
And the furniture.
The furniture.
Well, what I did keep, my daughter carried away from me.
How about your father's Mason badges and aprons and stuff like that? Did anyone save that?
I give them to the Masonic.
Oh, you did? I see.
When you remember.
Oh, I see. Where is that located, by the way?
Up at the Masonic Hall in Avon.
So that's still existing. If I went there, is there anyone in particular I could ask about it? That could give it to me? I mean, show it to me anyway. The Masonic Hall. That's okay. I could find that out later. As Ms. Reed, is there anything that I didn't ask her that you, since you know her better, that we could talk about?
I started getting another picture. See if I can find it. You could ask about
it. I asked about your, what is this photograph of? This is your family?
That's my family. That's my daughter, that's my granddaughter, that's her husband, that's me.
Okay, this is really, I was thinking this was an organization, you're all dressed alike. That's really sweet, yeah.
That's right.
Oh my God.
You know, the cats. And the dogs bring those things for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's real cute. That's real nice.
That's cute.
Okay. One thing I did forget to ask you was, what did you do for a living?
Work.
Okay. What type of work did you do?
I worked at Clemson University Laundry.
Okay. Tell me something about that. How long did you work there?
32 years. It's in here on the challenge, on the flat, on the flat.
Okay. Oh, you have a flat. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, okay, do you have a plaque? Can we see the plaque? Oh, you can't take it down. Okay, I could go and take a picture of it later. Okay, tell me something about because I have interviewed, I've heard some other tapes of people that worked at Clemson. What kinds of things that you did? Could you describe your job and...
Well, I did at Clemson when I was at London.
Right, uh-huh.
Let me see, I was in the dry department. Right now. Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that kind of job at all, so could you tell me, can you sort of describe it for me?
Press paint and
pants?
Uh-huh.
Whose pants did it belong to, since it's Clemson University? Who are the
students?
The students?
Students.
Oh, the students actually got their clothes pressed during those days?
Oh, they had the clothes done. That's why the laundry was done.
So what, did you press their school clothes or their uniforms or what?
The other part went through the machine, went through the
wash machine.
The dryer.
Uh-huh.
The iron, that's what I thought was the machine.
Okay, did they have uniforms? Did they wear certain special uniforms at Clemson or something? My problem is I've been to college and no one ever pressed my clothes. That's why I'm trying to figure out what.
Yes.
I was on my difference, my clothes for me. What did they wear? I mean, what did you wear? What did they press that you wore? What? Let me make sure I don't mess it up. Oh boy. Put it down like that. What I was wondering is, I don't understand what they would.
Well, they had uniforms too, but they had come up with uniforms after they went to Clemson University, when it was Clemson Agriculture College. They had uniforms.
Okay, what did the uniforms look like?
Blue and white, I believe.
Blue and white. So the blue and white. So when it was industrial school, they actually had to wear special things to school. And once it became a university, they wore their own clothes, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it became a university, did you still press their clothes?
If they bring them to the laundry, that would be university laundry.
Hmm.
And they brought it. That's where their clothes would be.
Well, so therefore I know that it doesn't go on any longer, does it?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Right. It's still there.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I've never heard of a college that took care of its students' clothes.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. When, let me see, so you retired. This is 1970, so that's the last year, March 21st night, you got a certificate commemorating 21 years of service
mm-hmm.
in 1970. So that hasn't been that long ago. So you've been retired since then, 1970?
I retired in 1970.
Uh-huh. So what have you done since then? Just basically relaxed and...
Whenever I want to.
Well, what do you do now to...
Sometimes whenever someone wants me to help them, I go and help them for a day or two.
Uh-huh.
Or we don't.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, is there anything that I forgot to ask and you would like to tell me about? Because like I said, you know, not being from this area, I'm only... You know, I'm learning things for the first time for a lot of the questions well, I'm asking you.
Some of them I can't remember no way. So.
No, you did very good. I've learned a lot from you. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, that Christmas, the dog.